lovely listeners. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, and for this hour you will be listening to Rhyme or Reason with me, your host, DJ J May. Before I get on with the episode, we're gonna do a little PSA. Y'all know how it goes. Alright, I'll be right back.
Hey radio listeners, do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society, Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details.
Alright, thank you Maryland Business. I didn't even know that was a thing. Shout out to all the business majors. That's not me. Welcome to Rhyme or Reason. Welcome to our very first episode of the spring 2026 semester. For those of you who don't know how it goes, on the show we read some poetry and we play some music that goes along with it, whether that's based on, you know, theme, thematically, or vibe. But either way, there's always rhyme or reason. That was my first time saying the intro to the show. DJ Momo is the creator of Rhyme or Reason, pero ella está en España ahora, studying abroad. We send her so much love and kindness and good vibes here from the studio. But this is my first semester doing Rhyme or Reason by myself, and I feel very honored and grateful and excited to be doing so. So without further ado, this episode, we're doing rhyme. If y'all saw my Instagram post, if you're hip to the rhyme.or.reason.wmuc Instagram handle, y'all know. But yes, I wanted to get into rhyme because, wait, also I wanted to apologize if I sound a little bit choppy or anything like that. I am not used to talking at 9 a.m. I'm not used to being awake at 9 a.m. But somebody has a very packed schedule, and somebody forgot to fill out the form until like the last day, when like only a couple slots were left. So we're doing this at 9 a.m. Welcome. Thank you for being here with me early in the morning. If you're a morning person, I love you. I envy you. I'm a total night owl. I got Five Guys last night. It was really good. And I ate it in my bed like a little mouse. It was like 1 a.m. Anyways, so we're doing rhyme this week. A lot of people don't like rhyme. I've found. People think it's like corny or something in poetry, or it's like, I don't know, like nursery rhyme, like type beat, but I am a really big fan of rhyme. I like using rhyme on my day-to-day. I think it's funny. I feel like Dr. Seuss. So I just wanted to bring that to you guys today. And we have some short, sweet, beautiful, cute poems today. So let's get started. All right, so the first poem I have for you guys is Rain at Night by Andrew Frisardi. The city lies back in its winding sheet, while little digits drum a steady beat. On roofs and terraces and rolling rain, crescendos in the hushed collective brain. Pensioner, wage-enslaved, impoverished, posh, the sleeping people feel it, wash, wash, wash. In runnels through dark tunnels under grids, and manholes down deterious till it rids, the buildup. Hands like these may be minute, but such masseuses touch work the root, as buried wishes loosen from debris, and multitudes of deltas meet at the sea. And that was Rain at Night by Andrew Frisardi. I love the vibe of this poem. Guys, I don't know why anyone doesn't like rhyme. Like, was that not beautiful to you? Was that not... Wait, I'm being defensive, but maybe you do like rhyme. We're in this together. I love the cadence. I think it has a beautiful... When there's rhyme and reason. Haha, that's the name of the show. When there's rhyme, there's also kind of really nice cadence, and it all like flows together, like, and it's like tied in a very neat bow, which I like about it. I was thinking about sonnets, to be fair, and I wanted to do sonnets, but then it was all like, I didn't want to do like Shakespearean or Petrarchan sonnets, because they're kind of, the language is pretty old, and I'm not the greatest reader. I do practice, but and it's kind of hard to interpret and listen to like on the first try, especially if you're not reading it and you're just listening. So I wanted to do more like of a modern take on sonnets and rhyme scheme. But I really love the vibe of that poem. It's kind of gloomy, kind of doomy, but in a way it's very, very comfortable and warm to me, which I love about it. So going off of those vibes, I wanted to play, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this. I love this song. I want to play one of Mitski's new favorite songs from the album that's gonna come out. It's All Change For You. I've been listening to it on repeat. It's gorgeous. It's so gorgeous. I am a little biased, but it's so gorgeous. And then after that, I'm gonna play some Soccer Mommy, because I thought it went along nicely with the transition. So this is All Change For You by Mitski, and then you're gonna listen to some Soccer Mommy, and then you'll come back and we'll read some more poetry. All right.
Of my most precious memory.
Okay, thank you, Soccer Mommy. Thank you, Mitski. That was so beautiful. That was so wonderful. I thought it went along with the nice, quiet night rain. Warm, but like it's like cold but warm energy. I love it. Okay, the next poem I have for you is a little bit more doom, and that's okay. It is by Dina, and I'm sorry if I say this wrong. It's spelled G-I-O-I-A, Gioia. All right, let's get into it. Pity the beautiful, the dolls and the dishes, the babes with big daddies granting their wishes. Pity the pretty boys, the hunks and Apollos, the golden lads whom success always follows. The hotties, the knockouts, the 10 out of 10, the drop-dead gorgeous, the great leading men. Pity the faded, the bloated, the blousy, the paunchy Adonis whose luck's gone lousy. Pity the gods, no longer divine. Pity the night, the stars lose their shine. And that was Pity the Beautiful. I really like the idea of Pity the Beautiful because you see somebody that you envy. You see somebody, I think this is kind of what I was thinking about when I read the poem. You see something beautiful, you see someone you envy, and you don't ever really feel bad for them because, like, you see, like, celebrities, for example, they have the fame, they're beautiful, you know, everybody loves the creative work that they're doing, it's gorgeous, but there's another side to that life, and I think the sentiment of pitying someone who's beautiful is really gorgeous in terms of empathy and understanding and just humanity in general, because the reality of it all is that we're all human, and I really do believe that these things, they balance out, and I think it's really great to always have that open heart and open mind to even pity the beautiful, pity the ones that have the most success, because they're human just like us. So such a gorgeous poem, but kind of doomed to me because the end, pity the gods no longer divine, pity the night, the stars lose their shine. It kind of gives, like, to dust we shall return, which is gorgeous to me. And so, just so gorgeous. Okay, anyways, so for the music I have for this one, I have Taxes by Geese because I'm a new Geese listener. I was put on, shout out to Keith, but I was put on, I don't usually listen to male artists. Just a personal preference. Y'all know, if you're hip to this show and you're hip to me, you know I don't like men. This is nothing. Hey, don't get upset about it. It's okay. But I do really love this song, Taxes by Geese. I think it also brings out, I think there are also themes of, like, humanity in this song and kind of resistance to that. But yeah, I really do enjoy Geese, so Taxes by Geese, and then Body by Mother Mother. I was looking for songs also with a good amount of rhyme, and a lot of songs do have rhyme just inherently, but this song specifically, I think the style really brings out the rhyme in the song, so that's why I wanted to include it. All right, without further ado, this is Taxes. Thank you.
secretly my arms and legs, they get in the way. And take my hands, they'll understand. Take my heart, pull it apart. And take my brain, or what remains, and throw it all away.
I've grown tired of this body, a cumbersome and heavy body.
Take them and disappear and take my joints, take them for points. Take my teeth, tear through my cheeks and take the nose, go and dispose. Oh, would you go dispose, just go dispose.
I've grown tired of this body, a cumbersome and heavy body. I've grown tired of this body, fall apart.
Thank you, Mother, Mother. And then before that, you listened to Geese. I hope you guys enjoyed. I know I did. All right. So for our next poem, I have some Edna St. Vincent Millay. And if you're not familiar, I've read her some of her work before. She was alive during like the Roaring Twenties. She was a feminist. A lot of her ideas were like revolutionary for that time. In, you know, the feminist realm, because people didn't really like women. Not that much. But she had a lot of poems about love and humanity. And she's very well known for her sonnets. So that's why I want to include her in this episode, of course, for rhyming purposes, of course. And the poem that I chose is very fitting, I think, for us right now. It's called The Snowstorm. All right. No hawk hangs over in this air. The urgent snow is everywhere. The wing adroiter than a sail must lean away from such a gale, abandoning its straight intent, or else expose tough ligament and tender flesh to what before meant dampened feathers, nothing more. Forceless upon our backs, there fall in frequent flakes hexagonal. Devised in many a curious style to charm our safety for a while, where close to earth like mice we go under the horizontal snow. And that was The Snowstorm by Edna St. Vincent Millay. Shout out. Sorry, I messed up that word. I always, whenever I see a tricky word, I've never been a good reader. This is a little secret. I've always struggled with reading. But whenever I see a tricky word, I'm like, I got this. And then I say it, and I think, because I'm like, I got it. I get too nervous, and I say it wrong. So don't even worry about it. You probably didn't even notice. Okay, the songs for this section. Okay, wait, stick with me. Like, stay with me, okay? I have Honeybee by Steam Power Giraffe, and then off of the vibes of that, I have Northern Downpour by Panic at the Disco, one of my favorites. A classic, if I dare to say. But Honeybee, it kind of is like, it feels like a top hat. It feels like a top hat a little bit. Steam Powered Giraffe, like, it feels like a top hat, but in a good way, okay? So stick with me. I chose this for the rhyming. And then you're gonna listen to Panic at the Disco. Alrighty.
But you did, yes, you did. You didn't have to say my name, ignite my circuits, a star of flame. But you did. Oh, the turpentine erased me whole. Want to live my life alone.
Well,
I was waiting for you all my life. Oh,
oh,
I set me free, my honeybee. I am at your command, but you did. Oh, a turpentine erase me whole.
Cause
who don't want to live my life alone?
I let myself go.
I let
go.
Ooh, honey. To know you out, I find myself without you. Hello, goodbye, I'm rather crazy, and I never thought I was crazy. Hello, goodbye, 'twas nice to know you out, I find myself without you. Hello, goodbye, I'm rather crazy, and I never thought I was crazy.
For thy life is but a dream, fantastic posing greed, then we should feed our jewelry to the sea. For diamonds do appear to be just like broken glass to me. And then she said she can't believe genius only comes along in storms of fabled foreign tongues, tripping eyes and flooded lungs. Northern downpour sends its love. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, where the veins, my one and lonely. The ink is running toward the page, it's chasing off the days. Look back at both feet and that winding knee. I missed your skin when you were east. You clicked your heels and wished for me. Through playful lips made of yarn, that fragile Capricorn unraveled words like moths upon old scars. I know the world's a broken bone, but melt your headaches, call it home. Hey moon, forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, where the veins, my one and lonely. Sugar cane in the easy morning, where the veins. Came in the easy morning, what a thing.
All right, you just listened to Northern Downpour by Panic at the Disco. And then before that, you listened to Honeybee by Steam Power Giraffe. Two steam, like, dare I say, two steampunk picks. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Okay, so I'm excited. I'm nervous because we've come to the part of the episode where I read an original poem. It's currently untitled. And let me get into this. I was trying to think of a title. First of all, let me first explain how I wrote it. I wrote it in lecture. I have three lectures back to back in the same room. So I need to lock in, basically, so I don't fall asleep and forget, and they all mix together into one. And I just wrote this poem during these three lectures. I wrote it during the first one, and then I just kept on reading it throughout the latter two. Is that correct? I've never known latter and former. Wait, I think form, I don't, it, you know, it doesn't matter. But I've always been confused about that. Yeah, I kept on reading it, and it's one of those things where at work I also... This is also a secret, so don't tell anyone. But at work, I also repeat, like, pieces of songs or just things in my head. Like, okay, I make them my Instagram bio a lot of the time. So right now, it's pots and pans, plots and plans. And I'll just say that over and over while I'm working or during lecture. It's like a cadence. It's a nice, it's like a lullaby for my mind so I can focus on other things. And also, I think other writers or other artists in general would understand the feeling of creating something and then just looking at it over and over and over and over until it's kind of engraved in you and in the book. Anyways, the phrase that kept on coming to mind when I was trying to title this poem was procedural poly. And, like, I don't know why. I like the P. There's a P alliteration a little bit, especially at the end in this poem. And I've been playing with creating characters. I know a lot of people have their own, I forget the term. I don't know if it's OC. I don't know, but they have, like, their own worlds. And they have their own characters, and I have been playing with the idea with that. And I like characters that are more like caricatures. I like when their names go along with, like, Scared Sally, and then she's, like, shivering and scared all the time. I think it's so cute. Or, like, Helpful Hannah. Like, sometimes I'm like, wow, I'm being such a helpful Hannah. I think it's so cute. Anyways, that's not the title of this poem because I don't like it. It's not procedural poly, but, like, in my head it definitely is, and I can't come up with another title. But so it's officially untitled. Sorry for rambling. I will read my poem. It's silly and sweet. Finish the poem. Wash your sheets. Tuck in the corners, nice and neat. Learn your lessons, count your blessings, go to sleep, and don't forget to eat. The beaten path, you shall not stray. A pill, a plan, another day. All right, that was my untitled poem. I think it's so cute. I loved it so much when I wrote it, and I just kept on reading it, and I think I will just keep on reading it. The inspiration really for it is kind of how I feel when I come back to class and when I'm locked in Julia. I feel very procedural. I feel very neat and tidy, like very tucked in and perfect. Like everything is tied with a beautiful bow on top, which doesn't really happen in other settings. Definitely not on break. I'm not tying things with a perfect bow at the end of the day. But I feel that I am when I'm in school and I have, you know, a tight schedule and I know exactly what I'm going to do that day. And, you know, it's something that brings a lot of dread, not just to me, but for a lot of people to have an obligation, really, especially when it's hard. It's hard to go to class. It's hard to learn. But where was I going with this? But yeah, it brings a sort of comfort and cadence similar to rhyme and rhyme scheme and meter. I was thinking about iambic pentameter as well. And then I was like, okay, maybe I can do like an iambic pentameter episode. And then I was like going down a hole with that. And I was like, I can't do this. I remember in English class learning about rhyme schemes and rhyming and meter and being super confused. And I didn't want to feel the pressure of having to explain that to you guys. Cause I also didn't want to say anything wrong. Cause I'm not an English major and I'm not a poetry, I would say I'm a connoisseur of poetry, but I'm not an expert. DJ Momo, I would say, is our expert. I miss her so much. If you're listening, DJ Momo from España, I miss you, and I hope you're doing so well. All right, so the music for this, I wanted to do rap. Okay, who would I be to not play rap in a rhyming episode? I wanted to make the whole thing rap, but it didn't really match with the vibe I was going for the other poems. But I think for mine, especially, it goes along very well. I like to listen to rap. I like to listen to EDM or theater in my morning. I have a morning walk. Guys, I have a long morning walk. I live at South Campus, and I am a kinesiology major. So I go to the public health building, and it's like a 30-minute walk each morning. But, you know, like, it's tiring. However, it's so rewarding because I start my day off listening to music and strutting down the street. If you ever see me and I'm singing along or acting along to my music, mind your business. Either join me or mind your business, okay? Like, that's nobody's business, okay? Not even mine. The back of my head is nobody's business, and especially not mine, okay? Anyways, I wanted to do rap, so who would I be if not MF Doom and Lauryn Hill? They're my favorites. There's not much else to say other than rap is genius. Rap is beautiful. And I don't think any other genre can compare to the way that rappers play with words and rhymes and cadence. It's so great. All right, so without further ado, this is Rhymes Like Dimes because so on theme, who would I be? And then Everything Is Everything by Lauryn Hill. I can't live without The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It's one of my favorite albums. It's one of the, I would say, one of the greatest of all time. All right, Rhymes Like Dimes. And also, I gotta censor this one, so wish me luck, okay? No bad words. Shout out FCC. Okay.
Hey, yo, yo, y'all can't stand right here. In his right hand was your man's worst nightmare. Loud enough to burst his right eardrum close range. The game is not only dangerous, but it's most strange. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash, but brag about the broker time. Joker rhymes like the issue just having to see me trick. Classical slapstick, rappers need chapstick. A lot of them sound like they in a talent show, so I give them something to remember like the Alamo. Tally-ho, a hot joker like Space Game. Came back for 5 years, laying the stage the same set. Electromagnetic field, it blocks all logic. Spock and G-Shock's a biological clock. When I hit it, slid it to the sitter, thought I killed a goose. Her power use was pure brittle water filter juice. Keep a pen like a fiend, keep a pipe with him. Gentleman who lent a pen to a friend who write with him. Never seen this shit again, but he's still my dunny. The only thing that come between us is krillin' money. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash and brag about the broker times. Better rhymes make for better songs. And bad is not if you got a lot of what it takes just to get along. Surrender now, suffer serious setbacks. Got get back, connects, wet back, get stacks. Even if you got to get jet black head to toe to get the dough, battle for bottles of Moe or Dro. This fly flow take practice like Tybo with Billy Blanks. Oh, you're too kind, really thanks. To the corner lost forever like, oh my darling Clementine. He hold his heart when he telling rhyme. When it's his time, I hope his soul go to heaven. He nasty like the old time, old number 7. You still taste it when you chase it with the Coca-Cola. Make them wish they could erase it out the Motorola. I told her, no credit, fall back. If you want what they got, then go get it, it's all gag. Only in America could you find a way to earn a healthy buck and still keep your attitude on self-destruct. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash but tell about the broke times. Joker rhymes like the is you just happy to see me trick. Classical slapstick, rappers need chapstick. A lot of them sound like they ain't a talent show, so I give them something to remember like the Alamo. Tally ho, high joker like the Spades game. Came back from 5 years lane, stayed the same. I'm saying electromagnetic field will block all logic. Spock and G-Shock, a biological clock. When I hit it, slid it to the shit, I thought I killed a goose. A power use was pure brittle water filter juice. Keep a pen like a fiend, keep a pipe with him. Gentleman who lent a pen to a friend who write with him. Never seen the shit again, but he's still my dunny. Only thing that come between us is grilling money. We sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash but tell about the broke times.
In your heart tonight, she reflects. Does she owe you sweet as the dance? She wants to pay. Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Keep on. Shoot.
Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in the ghetto on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything. What is meant to be, will be.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream,
we'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow.
And the ones on top,
ones on top
won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail to make a better situation.
And that is Everything is Everything by Miss Lauryn Hill. My goat, my goat, my goat, my goat. Same with MF Doom, my goats. It's, I can't even get into the intricacies of rap because I only have 7 minutes, but I will later on if you guys stay tuned. But wow, my goats, that's all I can say. I was getting a little emotional when I was listening. All right, so we're on our last poem. And like I was saying earlier, I want to wrap everything up in a tidy, neat little bow. And this poem does not have a rhyme scheme the way that the other poems do, but I think it's very on theme and it's what I want to be the takeaway. So this is Winter Sun by Molly Fisk. How valuable it is in these short days, threading through empty maple branches, the lacy needled sugar pines. Its glint off sheets of ice tells the story of death's brightness, her bitter cold. We can make do with so little, just the hint of warmth, the slanted light. The way we stand there, soaking it in, mitten fingers reaching. And how carefully we gather what we can to offer later in darkness, one body to another. I think, oh, that was Winter Sun by Molly Fisk. I think it perfectly encapsulates winter for me. It's so dark, but that's what makes it beautiful. So with that, we're going to get into our last song, and it's by Sun Bear, which I thought lined up perfectly because it's Winter Sun and it's Sun Bear. This is I Heard the Voice of Music Say, and it's a really good roller skating jam. That's how I found it. But it's also very uplifting. Like, it's like a goodbye. Like, take this with your day. Like, stroll down the street. Skip down the street. Hey, sometimes I skip down the street. And I think that's really great. And more people should be skipping around. Thank you for tuning in to our very first episode for the spring semester. Thank you for staying with me. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. Have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week next week. I love you guys. All right. Oh, and you're listening to WMUC. Okay, bye. We'll be right back.
Thank you.